Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Ted Schreiber. Batting second, the shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Larry Burrite. Batting seventh, the catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gabrielson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schreiber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrite fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Burrite applying the tag. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schreiber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0 for 1 in the game. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig fires to first and picks off Torre. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive towards first. Gabrielson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brotite is 0 for 1 in the game. Brotite hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson strikes out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0 for 2 in the game. Schreiber strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a pop-up towards first. Gabrielson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig juggles the ball. That's an error on Craig. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it, throws to second, with Neal covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman bunts in front of the plate. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. Snider moves to second. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brait is 0 for 2 in the game. Brait hits a line drive into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Aaron now playing first base. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-2 in the game. Craig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-3 in the game. Cline hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0-for-3 in the game. Schreiber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrite is 0-for-3 in the game. Burrite hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendley bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-4 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Hendley moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.